these ashes, kama the kama you say this. You want to try to take out a couple of shuls, powerful you say this in life. Beginning of the parsha, the Yehu Lov Hashem. Yisrael said something very powerful. That after Bris Milah, he was zeicha to gilui from Hashem. He says the mitzvah of Bris Milah has a very deep meaning to it. The Arlov is the makom where it was typhus the Yetzahar. That's after the Chedah of the Marishan, it was Nimshach or Lossai, it was created the Musik of Arlov. And we see in the world the Taiva HaBoyeres by the Goyim, the Taiva's Nashim, all over the place. Yeah. It's all over in the world, in the billboards, it's all over on the internet, the Kulay. That's the Ikka Taiva, one of the Ikka Taivas by them. Zok the Svasemes, the mitzvah of Mila is coming to teach us a very important point. When someone's Makadish himself, with his Einayim, with his Irurim, and he works on himself, and he's Makadish himself in these areas, as he Zoicha to Vayera Olam Hashem. He's Zoicha to be Miskalatim Hashem. Where is Hashem Miskalatim? He sees Haskochas Hashem in the world in a whole different light. He sees, he has a Gishmak in his Torah, which is Dvar Hashem, and in Mitzvahs in a whole different light. When a person is Nimshach Achatanuge Olam Hazeh, because maybe you have the misyemis that so many people have. They don't have a gishmak in learning. They don't have a kesha takadosh baruch hu. Their tefillah is dry. Their Shabbos is dry. And that's why the Yetzirah now is making a milchama against these inyanim, because he knows this is an eila nekuda where he can stop a lot of people. As number one, he's zeicha to vayera lo Hashem. You can add to the Sfas Emes, in the last week's parasha it says that Rashi brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mistalik Me'olam, that Tzadikim Hein Hein Hem Rekhov El Hashem. He's like a Tashvah Shlina, to see HaKadoshmaya on a whole different level. As Vayera Lov Hashem, after the Bris Mila, is a remez to us in our door, that to be Miss Allen, to be Miss Reiman in your Yiddishkeit, the Kedusha Seinayim, the Kedusha Sahira is very important. And to think every time you're Miss Ramin, every time you don't look, every time you get away from a Hira Halev, you're doing a Bris Mila to yourself. You're being Makadish and you're being Meroyim yourself and you're becoming a more special person. What happened, happened. What we have inside of us is our Yetzirah. But every time you're Miskaver, you're being Choytich something inside, and you're being Megadol yourself, you're bringing yourself to a whole different level. And that's the Gilui of Vayedro Elov Hashem, a powerful reward with Goyers. In the Hemshech of the Parsha, it says something that we learn on Rosh Hashanah. Vashem Hakad Esar. Zot Chavetz Chaim. This parsha has a powerful lesson for everyone in Klal Yisrael in the galus we're in now. So many people are afraid they Hashem. They must meet it. They work hard. They work on their midas. Yet they feel like all those good stories they have in the Vayumayim videos, all those like special Siyata Dishmaya stories don't happen to them. When they come to Shidduchim, they feel like, but still, if I'm not in a certain yeshiva, it's going to be hard for me in Shidduchim. I'm not in a certain shir, it's going to be hard for me. Even if you learn very well, and many people have sort of like this feeling like, Meshav Avoid Elokim. I'll give that. The Navi talks about it. The Navi says at the end of Malachi, and it's what this Varmagnation, Malachi is the last Navi in Trey also, and it's written Keneged the door that we're in now. They're going to say, Shav Avoid Elokim. What do you mean? Beautiful door. There's so much Libra Torah. There's so much Shmiras Mitzvahs. They're going to say, Shav Avoid Elokim. Yes, they are going to feel Shav Avoid Elokim. They're going to feel we do wonderful and beautiful things. I don't see anything coming out of it. I don't feel special from it. I don't get status from it. As comes along, and it's Megala this week's parasha, Hashem Pakat Esara. There's going to be a time when you are going to get tremendous char for every effort you put into Avodas Hashem, for every Hasmada you learn on Friday, on Shabbos, by night. No one's clapping, no one's applauding you, no one's making a party for you. But for every Limud HaTorah that you do, for every Shmiras Amidas that you do, Shmiras Einayim that you do, Hashem Pakad Esara. Yavai Hayoim, and you're going to have your Kiddush also. Sarah had to wait many years, Avram till the age of 100, Sarah to the age of 90. But it happened. And it's a Limud Zav the Chofetz Chaim, the Doiris, the Kol Echad Ve'echad. That is the Nisayan that Hashem is giving us in this dar. The Shav Avoid Elohim feeling. He wants to see, are you going to hold strong anyway? Are you going to wait? And that is the Leda of Yitzchak, to be Lashon Tzchok. Now, if I would want to call a Gadol a name, as I wouldn't call him joke. I wouldn't call him laugh. I mean, it's not one of the popular names that are in style, Zizman HaZeh. The Chorah, we should have given him a from name, like Yukasio. Yeah, Yitzchak HaTzadik is a real big tzadik, a from guy, and you call him Tzchok? That's not the right name. I would call him serious guy, yeshiva, something. I wouldn't call him Tzchok. But it's coming to teach us a powerful lesson in life. Ze masha osid l'kol echad ve'echad ha'avodas Hashem. A tzchok she'ein kidug masay. A simcha she'ein kidug masay. That all their simcha is one big joke. I mean, the simcha of all the rishayim and all the v'chulei is one big tzchok that's compared to the simcha that's ahead of all of us. As that's the powerful lesson of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak was born with Nisan, and he was born with Tzchok. Klal Yisrael was born with Nisan, and was born with Tzchok. And Be'ezer Hashem, Yavai HaYoyim, a lot more quicker than Be'ezer Hashem many of us think. That everyone should be Zeicha, the Tzchok, the Simcha, the Ruva, Al-Kol HaVodas Hashem Shalom. As that's Hashem, our God, is done. Okay. Let's move on one more small thing. And this is where the main focus, but also short and the sign of that king. Avraham Avinu is Nisnase with the Akeva. The Meister, just stop. The Olam is in Eretz Yisrael. The Olam goes to the Kaiser. Instead of looking at the beautiful scenery on the side while you're walking to the Kaiser, you should notice the beautiful scenery in the Kaiser. What's the beautiful scenery in the Kaiser? I don't mean the new park that they built in the back. You look at the Kaiser. Zehu Mokom Akeda. Zehu Akeda. We have shaykhs, we go to the Kaiser, we're watching the Makom, which was Niskadish Ladairus, which is the source of Avraham Avinu, of this Akedah. It's so great. Ladairi, Dairus, so hundreds and thousands of people come to the Makom HaKadosh Hazeh. You see, the source of a mitzvah, the source of a mysterious nefesh. Every time you come to the Kaiser, it's such a beautiful sight. Wow, you empower yourself with what a schus is, what a kid is, what a rum is, who we are, where we come from. Such a powerful visit to go to the Kaiser. Yeah. Just you have to know how to sightsee when you go in Eretz Yisrael. You have to know where to chop the places, what to chop from the places. But if you do, the Makom of Akeda, Hashem Yirah, he's a Kaddish at the Dairi Dairis, with his Akeda. As Havoy, let's learn together the Indian of the Akeda. Ayyaka Advar Mehele, Velikim Nisa Sabram. Break their own bonds. Why does he have to give him Hinisayim? Hashem knows I see this. Hashem knows he's going to do it. But what's the point of the Akeim? And that's a very good question. Hashem knows we're all tzaddikim here. Hashem knows we're all good people. As why does Hashem make it life so hard? Why does Hashem make that we have to work so hard to learn? Hashem knows I want to learn. As why does he make it that when I sit down, it's hard for me? Why does he make it it's so hard for me to get to the Beis Medrash? Why? Why is he giving me an assignment? He knows what I want to do. Azat the Ramban, because there's a place from wanting and doing. And Hashem wanted to be Megadol Schar, to bring it from a Ratzon Tov to Lemaisa. The difference from that place is day and night. It's a Metzius Acheres. It's not enough to say, Rebbe, I want to learn. It's a beautiful song, Rebbe, I want to learn. But it's not enough to want to learn. Ooh, I have a good heart inside of me. A lot of people say, I love Hashem. I have such a good heart. I'm a good-hearted man. I love Hashem. That's the most important thing. Rahmana, leave a boy. I'm a good man in the heart. That is not enough. What is an Isayim? It's not enough to want it in the heart. You have to do it lemais. You have to get up and get to Seder at 9:30, 9:45, and if you don't, about it. There's something missing in you. You're not growing the way you should. What is the Lashon of Nisayim? Zot the Medrash. The Lashon is Nisis Nes. Gidol. Gidol Acha Gidol. He went in Asara Nisayimus. He grew and grew and grew. What do you mean? He's an old man already. He's already a Zokin. He's a Rosh Yeshiva. What is he shining so much? Gidol Acha Gidol. He's doing so much in his life. Where do you shine the most? In those hard areas. That's where you shine. From Zara Agra, the mysterious Nevesh, that's where you shine. It's a whole different level. It brings you up. The Gido is a different Gido. Zot Yisras Emes. On this Gido Acha Gido, so powerfully. That the mission of it says, Basara Mamaris Nivra Ha'ayla. Uvasara Nisyainis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Perikei Mishnah Amet Mishnah Bey. Why is it putting it together? Why did they both have to happen to be 10? Zot Yisras Emes. It's coming to teach you. A Nisayin is your Brias Ha'olam. That's the way you become who you are. Yitzchak. What's the good of the shame of Yitzchak? Asara Nisyainis Nisnasa Ovid. Mizeh Noilad Yitzchak. The Bria of Yitzchak is Asara Nisyainis of Avram. At the end of the parsha, after that Kedah, all of a sudden we hear Leidas of Yitzchak's wife, Rivka. Why after that Kedah? Because his Nisayin of Akedah created his wife, Rivka. Nisyainis build your world. It builds your future. What builds your shidduch? Not what yeshiva you're in. It could help. The way you learn, the way you work, the way you're megadol, that's what's going to build your shidduch. You can't fool Hashem. Hashem is a certain kind of a shatran that he doesn't fall for anyone. He knows the truth. And he's got you down to a T. And he's going to make you make your shidduch whether you like it or not. And he's going to give you what you need. The bottom line is, the Nisyainis, the way you're Oymed in Nisyainis, that's the way it's Megavol you. that's binding you, that builds who you are. We have in this week's parsha, so powerful. Who is he talking to? Yishmael and Eliezer. Eliezer is his Haim Talmud. He was his Meshev in Shir. He was the Chayzer in Shir. He gave Chazar Shir and Avram's Yeshiva. He was the Knak. He was the next Rosh Yeshiva. He was the next Kilum. You know, nowadays you have Rosh Yeshivas, and then afterwards the children start saying over their shir. Eliezer was that guy. He was in the base medrash. He was saying over the shir of Avraham Avinu. That was this shir. He was the next yeshiva with that big knack magichi. He was saying over the shir of the Rebbe. Yishmael was the son of Avram. What does he say to them? Shvu lachem poi im hachamor. Frank the Gemara, just say Shvu lachem poi. Why do you have to say im hachamor? Why do you have to say there's a chamor there? Who cares? Shvu lachem poi, stay here. Why do we have to say who's there? Zog the Gemara, mikanon ulaimdim, that Yishmael and Eliezer are am hademe lechamor. They're nimshol lechamor. Frek the Beis Halevi. Why is this nirmaz by the Akir? Why is it important to say here? This is a din in Yichus, that Eilem Yachas, when they have children. Why is this nirmaz in that Kedah? What's the point of this? And the Beis Halevi says, a powerful point, a beautiful point, Ayin Shah. Behelim Varav, Nira, there's another shot in the Apostle. What it's coming to say is we see in Avram's house, he has two children. He has Yishmael and he has Yitzchak. The Yitzchak Yikare Lecha Zaron. What is Yishmael? Chamor! He has someone that came in the Beis Medrash, Eliezer. But what is he? Chamor. Yitzchak is Oymid and Mis'aleh. And even though Yishmael was a bright student who had a beautiful future, of who was the one who was Mamshech, the Yeshiva of Avraham Avinu? Yitzchak. Where did it happen? Why was they Chamorim and he was Mis'aleh? That's Amida Finisayim. This Akedah is where Yitzchak became Yitzchak. This is where he boxed his specialness. He gave himself, he gave his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak was busy Mitzachik in the Sabbath. He was in the Beis Medrash, but what did he do Thursday night? He was out chilling in the Sabbath. No, Shrichas Damim. And the Beis Medrash is the good of what do I do on the side? Yishmael is learning Yishmak. I mean, Eliezer also had godless in his own way. Of he wasn't the nature of the Moshe Derech of Avraham. That's Yitzchak. That Keda is what makes people and lifts them up. Avraham Avinu is a star in his Yoinus, and Yitzchak to lift him up to his godless. The ones who are not Oymed in their Nisyoinus. The people, okay, I learn when it's good for me. I'm sure I'm a Torah mitzvah when it's good for me. I watch my midas when it's good for me. Or I'm really upset at someone, forget about it. I'm wiping the floor with this stuff. I'm destroying him. I'm really upset at him. What? I don't watch him. Okay, well, I'm a tzaddik. I learn. I'm a tzaddik. I daven. I keep Shabbos. But it's hard for me. You have to understand Shabbatadar, you read the Sadayas, you have to understand who we are, what we are. I don't come to say this over. Okay, you have to understand. It's a little bit hard, you have to understand me. Chamoyrim! And then there's Yitzchak, there's Avram, Gadlus, Odom. That is what Amida Ben Isayin does. It lifts us to a whole different level. How did he know? Zot the Medrash. they came close to the Makom HaMikdash. Avram saw an Anan. He turned to Yitzhak. Do you see an Anan? Yes. He turned to Esav. He turned to Yishmael. Do you see Anan on this Makom? When you go to the Kaisa, you see Anan, I said? They said, no. He asked them, what do you see? Mamila! I see the stores in Mamila. What do I see when I go to the Kaisa? I see the restaurant in the old city. The Tefet. Ice cream store. What do you see in life? Ananim? Kedusha? Chamor! What do you see? Some of you say you feel a little bit bad. You're calling me a chamor? Pastor Shalom. We're Kaddish, we're Tar, just be Oymer in Yonisayan and grow. We could grow to such heights, we're waiting to create our world. Just be Oymer in Yonisayanis in life, and you could shoot to the stars too. As that's the powerful lesson of the Akedah. How to grow, how to become special. But people say, okay, Avram had the Nisayin of the Akedah. What does that have to do with me? I don't get Nisayinus of Akedah usually. It doesn't happen every day in life. Zot the Mesila Shisharim, in Perek Kam. Every day, every second of life is a Nisayin. You were put in this world to be Aymed bin Nisayin. And that's how you zayichet ischa. That's what you were put in the world for. That's the big shiloh on the Mesilas Yesharim. It says Avram had 10 nisyanos. What do you mean? Every day is an Isayan. Every angle of life is an Isayan. What does it mean he had 10 nisyanos? He had 10 meyuchet nisyanos that were kosher she'ein kamoyim. There's the regular standard nisyanos, and there are meyuchet nisyanos. Everyone who's aiming on his Nisyanus, that's the way he's Megadol. The Shetei Delecha, like we saw many times, the story of Avram is our story. We have our Akedah too. We have our Mesiris Nefesh too. We have our Nisyanus of Mipris Milo. We have our Nisyanus of our wives getting stoned. We have Anisyanus in Mitzrayim. We have Anisyanus of Rav, of things not going well. We have similar kinds of music, not exactly the same, but we have our Kreshim too. We have our opportunities too. And that's the way we're Miskadol and we're Mis'ala, and we build ourselves to who we are, and we build our future. As Anisyanus, our opportunity to grow. Oy vavoy to somebody who looks at the hardships in life and he says, okay, you have to understand the door, you have to understand me. That means you have the understanding of a chamor. Now, so does that mean I have to overdo it and be like someone who I'm not? No. No one's asking you to be who you're not. You have to shine on your level. In your where you are, in what you are, in your nisayin to grow where you're supposed to. Whatever you can do. As that's the nisayin of Avram. Avram was oymed in his nisayin, and he's called Avram Avinu. He empowered everyone in Kal Yisrael. We all have this kayak to be oymed in the nisayin. This is our Gittel, and this creates who we are, and it creates our future. Zot Rechaskel Avram's, and with this we will finish. Avram's Nisayim was to give up his Ben. He waited for this child for so long. He loved this child. Avas Aza She'en Kamayim. Hashem said, give it up to me. He did. He thought he was giving up his future. he thought, this is it. What do I have a purpose in living? What was he zeicha? The bracha he was zeicha to was Yitzchak is going to have a klal Yisrael. Not only do you still have your son's going to grow to elef milyone milyonim. You're going to be zeicha to toivish she'ein kamayu. In every Nisayan you have, the koishi of the Nisayan is, I think I'm giving up. I think I'm losing out. I think I'm pushing myself too much. You're investing. A very smart investor. You're investing, and whatever you give, you're going to get much, much more. Everything you give to learn, to fix your midas, to be mekadosh yayin in your leg, whoa, what you're going to get back for it is mudayri dayus, exclusive. Ad ha yoyim. We go to the kaisel and we daven. And this is the place our tefillah go up. You don't have to travel to Tveria to Miron. Right here. Yishchus Avram Avinu. He was mekadosh lemakom. Hashem yiroi. Yishchus Avram Avinu. And you know something? When you're Aymed bin Isayim, you don't even have to go to the Kaisel. Hashem helps. Hashem should give us the strength to be Aymed bin Isayim, the Chachma, to want to be Aymed bin Isayim, the Siyata Gishma, that we should all build ourselves to a beautiful future together. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to Hashem pakad esara. I see this male kol tzoyt. And be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha v'yeira olav Hashem. Kol azman. V'oi, the giluim of la'asid lavoi, v'yeira olav Hashem, she'in kumayu v'chol